We're beginning tonight's shir in Simen Kuf Chav Ches. We are up to Sif Lamed Gimel, which is the very end of page 14. The Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Gimel, Mi she'eino yodea lachto chaosios, one who is not able to properly pronounce the letters, kigon she'omer la'alfin aynin ula'aynin alfin. For example, he pronounces his alephs like ayins, and he pronounces his ayins like alephs, the kayotze bazet, or anything similar. Lo yisa es kapov. This person should not duchen. So if a person can't pronounce the letters properly, he should not duchen. The Mishabura says on the last line of page 14, in Sipkotan Kuf Yotes, Sheinu Yodea, V'hu Hadin Mishu Kvad Peh U'Kvad Lashon. So too, someone whose mouth or tongue is heavy, meaning he's not able to speak clearly. If you look at note 126, he writes, V'im Yochol Lihis Ameitz U'Levate Yasa'osias Kehogen. If a person is able to concentrate and focus, and then he could get the words out and the letters out properly. Even if he doesn't say it fluently, the Shalosh and Shuvas Divrei Chaim says Sheyachol Lisa Kapov. As long as he could get the letters out properly, even though it takes him a little longer, he would be okay to in fact duchen. Continues the Mishabura on the next page on page Ches in Sifkoton Kuf Ches. The Mishabura says on that which the Mechaber said: if you can't say your aleph properly, you say an aleph like an ayin or ayin like an aleph, you should not duchen. V'hu adin mishakore lechesin heyin. So too, someone who pronounces ches like a hey, osha kore lishiboles siboles, or he pronounces his shins like sins. Then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'im kol b'nei iro korin kach. But if all the people in his city speak that way, muter lisa kapayim shom ba'oso makom, then you can in fact duchen in that city. Umitam ze kaswa achronim. For that reason, the achronim write, the bizmanenu nowadays, sherov b'nei amenu ein yodin lahavchin bein havaras ha'ayin la'aleph. That since most people nowadays do not know the difference between the pronunciation of the aleph and the ayin, memelo muter lisa kapov. Therefore, a kohen who also doesn't pronounce it properly would be allowed to duchen. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes something which is not accepted by everyone. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, owed further, de b'medinas Rusya, in Russia, sherigilen harbi likro shiboles siboles, where many people pronounce the shin like a samich, af deklal anshi hamedina yodin hafrei sheben shin yamonis lesmolis. Even though many people in the country know the difference between a shin and a sin, mikomoko muter lisa kapov. Since there are a lot of people that get it wrong, even though a lot of people know it, still it's mutter to duchen in that city. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, in Ost Tzadi Gimel, he writes, Va'primigodim va'agraz mefakfikin al ze ayin sham. They take issue with this, and we'll see their explanation in note 128, which sheds light on the whole sugya. If you look at note 128, the reason why they say that's not okay is, V'taimum, the reason is, Shepsul ze eino machmas hesach hadas. The psul that we're talking about over here of pronouncing the letters incorrectly is not because of a hesach hadas. They'll be distracted from the duchening at hand. Elo machmas shinui mashmos habracha. Rather, it's because the mashmos habracha sounds different when you pronounce it with these different pronunciations. V'alkein rak b'mokum sherubam kekulam korim b'shinui mutarim lalos. Therefore, only in a place where kimat everyone, at least rubo kekulo, is pronouncing it that way, then you can go up. She'etzlam kachi mashmos habracha. Because then it's considered that by them, that is the mashmos habracha. So we see from this note that there's really two possible reasons of why one should not duchen if he's pronouncing his aleph like ayins or ayins like aleph. One would be because of hesach hadas. If that's the case, as long as most people know that people get it wrong, or they know what's going on, that would be good enough. However, if the reason is because the mashmos of the bracha is different, and then it has to be that kimat everyone is doing it, that rubam kekulam is doing it, then that's the new understanding of that pronunciation. So only then it would be okay. So that would be the difference here, the nafka mina, whether this case of Russia would be mutter or not, depends on the two reasons of hesach hadas or mashmos habracha. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Lamed Aleph, Koton shelo hevi shtei saros, eino nose eskapo bifnei atzmo klal. A koton, a child, who did not yet bring two hairs, he did not bring shtei saros, he's under bar mitzvah, he cannot duchen by himself at all. So a koton can't duchen by himself. Avol im kohanim shehem gedolim nose. But together with regular kohanim who are gedolim, he can duchen. Lilmod ulhischanich. In order to learn and to get chinuch, he could duchen with other kohanim. Now we get to stage two. Umi shehevi shtei saros nose es kapov afilu b'fnei atzmo. One who has shtei saros, he already reached the age of bar mitzvah, he can duchen even by himself. Miu, however, says the Mechaber, dafka ba'akroi. This is dafka once in a while, on a temporary basis, ba'alma, velo b'kvias. He can't duchen on a permanent basis only once in a while, but he can't do it b'kvias ashi ismali zekanu, until his beard is complete. Most Meforshim understand the beard over here refers to the beard on the face. So once he has shtei saros, he can bench, he can duchen once in a while, but he can't do a bikvias until he grows a full beard. Doesn't mean he has to have a full beard, as we'll see. He's able to grow the full beard. Sha'oz yochal lisa kapel afilu yachidi bekeva. Once he has the ability to grow a full beard, then he's able to duchen even by himself bikvias. Once a person reaches the age that a person normally is able to grow a full beard, even though his beard is not full, it's still considered as if he has a full beard and he can duchen. Let's just review what the Mechaber said, then we'll see the Mishabura, and then we'll go to the Bir Halacha. So the Mechaber told us three levels. A katan is not allowed to duchen by himself ever. But with other Kohanim, he can duchen. Someone who has Shtei Saros is allowed to duchen by himself, but only Bakroi, only once in a while, not Bekvias, not on a permanent basis. But someone that has a complete beard, or someone that reached the age of being able to have a complete beard, even if his beard is not complete, that person can duchen Bekvias. We'll begin with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sevkoton Kuf Chaf Aleph, a katan shelo hevi shtei saros, v'imnase bein yud gimel shana v'yom echad. What if the boy turned 13 years already? He's the age of bar mitzvah. We don't know if he has shtei saros. So says the Mishnah Berurah, talinon le'inyon zeh shemistame hevi shtei saros. We assume that once he reached the age of 13, that he already brought shtei saros. Ukeincha pasak haramah le'el b'simenun hei sifhei ba'agah. Similar to what the Ramah paskened earlier in simenun hei sifhei in the Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah says over here, the note 129 says, Ukefi shebira Mishnah Berurah sham, like the Mishnah Berurah explains over there, shebedinim derabanan, when it comes to dinim derabanan, somchim al chazaka sherov anoshim shegiu lechal shanim eviyu shtei saros. When it comes to things derabanan, over there we're talking about davening for the Amma, davening, saying Kaddish, those things. So once a person reaches the age, we assume if he already reached the age of bar mitzvah, he already has shtei saros, is a chazaka, and therefore he's okay. So too by nesiyas kapayim. Now, I was bothered because Nesiyas Kapayim is Doraisa. So I was looking around, and the pshat that the Achronim all say is that here, the psul of a katan duchening is only because of Kavarat Tzibur. So the problem with him duchening is only a problem derabanan. And therefore, we can rely on the chazaka and risk the derabanan. We don't have to worry about it. That's how they explain it over here. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah passes, if he's already 13, we can assume he has Shtei Saros, even if we don't know, and he can, in fact, duchen. Sif katan kuf chav beis, the Mishnah Berurah is going on that which the Mechaber says, if he doesn't have Shtei Saros, he cannot be nosei as kapov, says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu bakroi. Even once in a while, he can never duchen by himself. Why is that? Like we just mentioned, she'ein kovet tzibur lios klufen lebirchas katan. It's not proper honor to the congregation to be dependent on the bracha of a katan, and therefore, a katan is not allowed to duchen by himself ever. However, if he is with other kohanim, he can duchen to learn from them and to be mechanech from them. So in the Mishnah Berurah, it's if katan kufchav gimel says, umitam ze rashai levarach gamken. For that reason that he's doing it, he's also allowed to make a bracha. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. V'chein kosav ha-radvaz, so too writes the Radvaz. V'chinuch ze eino kishar zmanei ha-chinuch. And the chinuch for duchening is not like the other ages of chinuch. Shehu kibar chamesh ukvar shis. That normally we say chinuch is the age of 5 or the age of 6. Here it's not like that. Rather, ki'im b'shiyodei alisa kabav kimonhagei ha-kohanim. Only if he's able to duchen the proper way, he knows how to do it the way the Kohanim do it. So if we look over here, a couple of interesting notes. First of all, note number 130 says, it's reviewing what we learned earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, Kisha'ole kohen katan im kohen gadol. When there is a katan duchening alongside a gadol, which he is allowed to do, we learned earlier there's a machlokas aposkim if you should call out kohanim. Because by one kohen duchening, we don't say kohanim. By more than one, we do. Does a katan count as a plural, as a second one or not? That's a machlokas aposkim. But more importantly, if you look at note number 131, this is what I was referencing yesterday in the shir. Here the Mishnah Berurah just said, the age of chinuch for duchening is when you're able to do it, kimin hoge hakohanim. Mashma she'ein dai b'mash yodea lisa kapav. It's not enough that he knows how to do nesias kapayim, which means the raising of the hands. Ela tzarech she'yedo la'asoso kimin hoge hakohanim. He has to know how to raise the hands in the proper way. Dehainu chila ka'etzbos v'kadoma. Like we mentioned yesterday, the ikir mitzvah nesias kapayim is just raising your hands. The other aspect is only the minhagi hakohanim, the separation of the fingers. That's what we discussed yesterday, the magen giborim, on that which we said that if a person can't separate his fingers, we had that discussion yesterday. Umatzinu ke'ein zeh b'shulchan aruch le'el. We learned this earlier in Hilchos Tzitzis, a similar idea about a child has to be able to do the mitzvah the whole way, the way the minhag is to do it. Shadavka katan shadeh la'atov shtei tzitzios lefanav u'shtayim la'achrov. Davka katan who could put on his tzitzis. Two sets of strings in the front, two sets in the back. V'yodeo lechos atzitzis b'yodo b'shas kriyashma. He has to also be able to know how to hold his tzitzis in his hand during kriyashma. Then, and only then, oviv tzarech likach lo tzitzis. Then his father has to buy him tzitzis. Af shedinze enu ela minug. Even though the whole idea of holding your tzitzis during kriyashma is only a minug, but you see, you have to fulfill the minhagim as well in order to be chayv and chinuch. And therefore, by duchening, it's not enough that you can raise your hands. You have to be able to separate your fingers the proper way, the way the Kohanim normally do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter and Sifkoton Kuf Chav Dalin. We said in the Mechaber that the person who has Shtei Saros, he's only allowed a duchen tafka ba'akroi. Says the Mishnah Berurah Miu, Gamzehu mitam kavod hatzibur. This is also for the same reason. A person who only has Shtei Saros, he can't permanently be the one who is duchenik. He can only do it once in a while. She'ein kevodam she'yivarchu tamid bekevod ubiyachidi ishulam nismali adayin zakano. It's not proper kavod for the tzibur to get a bracha every day bekvias from a person who does not yet have or able to grow a full beard. Now if you look at note 132, there's a very interesting note over here, a very practical halacha. Let's say there is a minyan that is filled with people that are young adults that do not have full beards. Kigon b'yeshivos. There's a high school. They have a yeshiva and all the students are young and they have not yet reached the age of nismalei zakonim. So the Shalosh Yeshivas Or LeZion writes, Shekevan shatzibur hu begil zeh. Since the tzibur is the same age as the kohanim, ein bekach chisaron shel kavod hatzibur venosin kapeim. This is not a lacking in the kavod hatzibur, and therefore they can duchen. He adds additionally in that tshuva that even if there's a rebbe there who is nismalei zakano, that's okay. Also, that would be mutter, even if he always davens there. The Shalom Shivas Minchas Yitzchak writes, Shabachrim yikpu'u tur b'neihem v'yala kol yom kohen acher. He says that itake is a problem. Even if they're all young adults, you can't have the same kohen davening b'kfias, benching b'kfias, and therefore you have to have a rotation that every day a different kohen, Shalom Nismalei Zikno, will take over the chance to do Birchas Kohanim. Kedei shelo yalo b'kvias kohen echad shelo nismalei zakano. We don't have one person always doing it, and therefore there should be a rotation, so it's not considered b'kvias, he's more machmir. Then he says an interesting thing. V'im b'rov ha'po'omim olin laduchen gam kohanim shenismalei zakonim. If most of the times that the young adult who is not nismalei zakano, but he has shtei saros, goes to duchen, he's with an adult. So there the Minchas Yitzchak writes, sheyochol zeh shelo nismalei zikno lisa kapov gam ba'osma yom shakohanim shenismalei zakonim einam sham. So let's say he's normally in shul and there are adults that are duchening, and he duchens usually with adult shleimi, and one time he comes in and there are no adults, or a few different days there are no adults and he's the only one duchening. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, shvenechshav shebegeder akroi. That's considered akroi even though he duchens every day. Why? Ki osam hayomim sheole imam einam olim lecheshbon. Because the days that he's with the adults, that doesn't count into the cheshbon. If once a month there's no adult there, he's the only one, that's called akroi. I eat duchens every day, but every day he does it with the adults, that would not be considered kvias, and therefore a 13-year-old could duchen every day if most days there are adults there, even though some days are not there, that is not considered doing it by kvias. And then he writes another interesting thing, the af im mochlu hatzibu al kvodam, even if the tzibur was mochlu on our kavod, the Mishabur writes earlier, le'inyun minu ishli hatzibur she'ein mechilasam u'ila. The tzibur can't be mochlu, the tzibur can't say, oh, we don't care. No, it's not kavod hatzibur, and that's not able to be overlooked by the tzibur. Oh, we're getting to that right now. Excellent question. That's the next words in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sifkoton Kuf Chav Hey, addressing Shlomi's beautiful question. We said that this is only that a young adult kedukhin who's not nismalei zikno is only ba'akroi. Says the Mishnah Berurah u'mevedinaseinu, but in our countries she'ein nosin kapayim ela b'yom tov, that we only duchen on yontif mutter lisa kapav b'chol regel afil b'fnei atzmo. Then a young kohen who only has shtei saros will be allowed to duchen on every yontif kedei lach zuke nafshe b'kahani. So he should establish himself that in fact he's a kohen. De lo mikrize el akroi. That's only called akroi. Since we only have duchening once in a while, so by us it's always akroi, even if he always duchens every yontif. Only this issue only comes up when you're in Eretz Yisrael or you're Sfarim, and therefore you're duchening every day, every tefila. Then we get into this issue of being akroi or being bikvias. Continues the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkaton Kuf Chavav. The Ramah said at the end, V'ayin le'el b'simenon gimel sivches. Even if a person who's at the age that he could normally grow a beard, but he only has a small beard, we call it a full beard. As long as he's 18 years and older, so under 18, you have to mamish be able to grow a full beard. But if you're over 18, since you're at the age where most people already can do it, even if you're not able to grow a full beard, it's considered you have a dinner with a full beard and you can already duchen bikvias. Now there's a few interesting bir halachas that we're going to go through now. So we have to go back a little, review the mechaber, and point out the bir halachas along the way. The mechaber started off, we're starting from the top bir halacha, the mechaber started off and said a katan that did not bring shtei saros is not able to be nosei as kapu b'fnei atzmo klal. He can't duchen alone at all. But with other kohanim he can. So the bir halacha says, I am b'olas tamid shekosav. Look in the olas tamid where he writes, the rotzolomer means to say, sha'oz mutra afilu bekeva. That if he is with other people, the mechaber doesn't say this. He just says a katan can never duchen by himself. With adults he can duchen. Zok the bir halacha, he could even duchen bekeva if he is with adults. V'chein ma shekosav lekamei, and so too what the mechaber says later on, miu dafka ba'kroi ba'alma, the next stage, which is a kohen that's only reached the age of stesaros, but he can't yet grow a full beard on his face, where he could only duchen ba'kroi, ratzalomer gamkein dafka b'fnei atzmo. That means only by himself he could duchen ba'kroi. Aval im acherim mutar afilu bekeva, but if he's with other kohanim that have nismalei zakonim, then he could duchen bekeva with them, and that's going to be fine. He says v'chein ma shebel yirabu, that's what yirabu says as well. He says it's not clear that that's in fact the pshat of the mechaber. However, the Chafetz Chaim ends off and says, "Umi loshna mechaber shesim." The language of the mechaber himself, who ends off and says, "Shaoz yochal lisa kapu afilu yachidi," is mashma kaolas tamid. It's mashma that the Chafetz Chaim says that the mechaber is mashma that in fact a katan who's with gedolim can do a bikvias, and one who's not in smelly is the kano. If he's with other people, also can do a bikvias. The next bir halacha is going on that which we said that one who has shtei saros, but it's not nismalei zikno, it's dafka ba'kroi. So the bir halacha writes from the olas tamid as well. Niridim ein kohen acher elazeh shadayin lo nismalei zikano. Let's say there's only one kohen and he's a 13-year-old that does not grow a full beard yet, but he has shtei saros. Imu ben yud gimul shanav yom echad. If he's already 13, no say as kapav afilu bekvias. If he's the only kohen there, he also can duchen bikvias, even though normally he shouldn't. But if he's only one, he could duchen bikvias. Similar to what we learned earlier, lagabi the halacha v'shliat tzibur. Also, if the one that's only a young adult is the only one there, he also could be the shliat tzibur bikvias, even though normally we don't want a young adult to be the shliat tzibur bikvias. And then, if you skip a line, he says a very interesting halacha about a midget, a nanas. Says the bir halacha, nanas lo yisa kapav levadu afilu dash v'iro. We learned yesterday that if a kohen has a mum, but he's comfortable in the city, everyone's comfortable with him, and his dash v'iro, everyone knows him, everyone's familiar with his mum, he could duchen even though he has the mum. But when it comes to a midget, the Chafetz Chaim says he can't duchen by himself, even if he's from that neighborhood and everyone knows him. Umitam, and the reason is, shelo yomru kata no se kapav. People should not walk out saying that a katan is able to do nesias kapayim, a katan is able to do birchas kohanim. D'chayshinan shema yesh kan anoshim she'en makir noso. We're worried maybe there is someone in shul that doesn't recognize him, that he's a midget. V'yomru katan nosei kapav. They say a katan was duchening. Avalim yesh lo zokon. But interesting, but if he has a beard, he's a midget, but he's able to grow a beard, and he actually has a beard, zekono mochachas alav, the beard shows that he's not a katan, and then it wouldn't be a problem. One more bir halacha that we'll do over here before we go weiter. And that's going on that which the Mechaber said again, that the one who is hashtei saros, but it's not nismalei zikno, he can only duchen ba'akroi, not bekvias. So he says a very interesting thing from Tosas over here, velo bekvias, ayim betosas sukkah membeiz mabeiz. Tosas and sukkah says, the mashma di yom kippur ubishar tainios shemarbim b'rachamim. Yom kippur and other fast days where we're davening a lot, we're saying a lot of rachamim, afilu akroi choshev kimokeva. Even duchening once in a while on those days, that's considered like keva. He says it's tzarchian. He says, according to Tosas, it comes out the Yom Kippur or other days that are fast days, those days have a din of keva, which would mean someone who's only 13 years old who doesn't have a full beard would not be able to duchen on those days. Because that's considered keva, even though it's only once in a while. So it comes out to be a very big chumrah. The Chafetz Chaim ends off and says that it's a pella, the achronim don't actually bring this down. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber Sif Lamed Hey. Kohen Shaharag Es HaNefesh. A Kohen who killed a soul, killed someone. We'll see if it has to be dafka a yid that he killed, or even an eino yehudi. Afilu b'shogeg lo yisa es kapav. Even if he killed him b'shogeg by accident, he is not allowed to duchen. Afilu asa tshuva. Even if he already did tshuva for the killing that he did. So the Mechaber is very machmir, a Kohen that killed, even by accident, can't duchen even if he did tshuva. The Rama says, v'yesh omrim, there are those who say, dim asa tshuva no se kapav. That if he did tshuva, that he could duchen again. V'yesh lohokel ha-balei tshuva, says the Rama, that you should be lenient ha-balei tshuva, shlo lino delas bifneihem. We don't want to close the door before those who want to do tshuva. If someone finds out that he did something wrong, committed a murder, and now he wants to do tshuva, we don't want to stop him from doing tshuva. If he finds out he can't duchen, maybe that will prevent him from doing tshuva, and therefore the Rama paskins that we should be lenient on the balei tshuva in order not to close the door in front of them. V'hachi nog, that is the minog, that a kohen who did tshuva after killing someone, whether we'll see in the Mishabura, whether it was the mazer of a shogeg, he can in fact duchen. Look in the Mishabura in Sivkoton, Kuf Chav Zayin. Shaharag es nefesh. Why is it that a Kohen who killed cannot duchen? Because the Pasuk says, Uve farischem kapechem, when you do nesias kapayim, when you raise up your hands for duchening, alim einai mikem, I will turn my eyes away from you. Yideichem domim maleyu, because your hands are filled with blood. So you see, Hashem is saying, I'm not maskim to your bracha when you have blood on your hands. So we learn from there that a Kohen who committed murder cannot duchen. Look at note number 133, two very interesting points. Number one, he says, Mikrezeh kosav ha-prisha, the prisha tells us, this pasuk is talking about rak b'horeg nefesh mi-Yisrael. This is dafka, if he kills the Yisrael, that's where he can't duchen. However, the Prima Gadim writes, b'shem the sefer tzedel ha-derech, sha'af ha-horeg akum eino nosei kapav. Even if he killed a goy, he can't duchen. So that's a machlokas, if this applies to a Jew only or also to a goy. Skip to the last paragraph of this note, a very interesting thing. We know that someone who embarrasses someone else in public, it's ke'ilu you killed him. So if you're not allowed to duchen after you killed someone, are you also not allowed to duchen if you embarrass someone in public? So says the note, the Kohen she'over al iser halbonas panim. A Kohen that was over the iser of embarrassing someone in public, which is a terrible aveira, the Gemara says it's like killing someone. Hadome le'iser etzicha, that is similar to the iser of murder. So the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner writes, Shemuter lo lisa as kapav, he is allowed to duchen. Why, if it's like murder, is he allowed to duchen? Says Rav Osner, Mishum she'ein zo retzicha biyadayim. Embarrassing someone is not murdering them with your hands. Ve'ein kan yadayim meleos bedamim. The Pasuk said the reason why someone who murdered can't duchen, his hands are filled with blood, because imamish got blood on his hands. That's how a murder happens. Mashen ken, someone who embarrasses his friends, even though it's ke'ilu he murdered him, b'lemaisa, it's not considered getting your hands filled with blood, and therefore Rav Osner says that Kohen, even though he did a terrible thing, would be allowed to duchen afterwards. Oh, we'll get to that in a second. Beautiful, beautiful. Mo, that's the next thing we'll get to. Zokta Mishavura Vaiter Sivkoton Kuf Chav Ches. We said in the Mechaber, even if he kills B'shogeg, he can't duchen. V'im anasuhu laharug. Right, the famous case, they put a gun to his head and they said, you kill or we're going to kill you. We know the halacha is, in that case, you're supposed to get killed before you kill someone. But he buckled under pressure and he committed murder out of ones. He was forced into it and he killed someone. V'im anasuhu laharug. If they forced him to kill someone, no say as kapav, he could duchen afterwards. The afagav the beritzicha, even though when it comes to murder, kaim alone, we hold the hareg val yavor, you have to get killed before you go ahead and kill someone else. Mikomo komim avar v'lo nerag. If you did the wrong thing and you went and didn't get killed, but you killed someone else, lo mifsal and nesias kapayim mishvil zeh. Since lo maisa you were forced, that does not pass you from nesias kapayim, you can't still duchen. And when Mo just asked about a soldier, look at note number 134. Ule inyan kohen shenelkach latzavo. A Kohen that was taken out to the army, Be'ez Melchama, during a war, V'harag Nefashos B'Melchama, and he killed people during the war. The fact that he's even asking the question, L'chora, you see that there's a problem even by Goyim. Because usually when we go to war, it's against Goyim, and therefore we hope that the people that we're discussing in this Tshuva of Moshe is Goyim. So a person was drafted into the army, and he went out to war, and he killed some people in Melchama. So Rav Moshe writes, Shekosher Lisa Eskapov, he is allowed to duchen. Sharemish Anasu Laharog Yochal Lisa Kapov. The Mishavura says over here that someone that was forced to kill is allowed to duchen. Kol Shekein who? Certainly this person who was drafted into the army. Shelo Avar Al Shum Isser, he didn't do any Isser. Ela Adarab Tzvaker, Toyo Mechuyiv Lelechas Latzavo Kedin HaMalchus. He was drafted into the army, he was forced into the army, and therefore he certainly would be allowed to duchen. So that answers the question. Rav Moshe says that someone in the army who kills will be allowed to duchen. But again, that shaila only comes up assuming that you hold that for killing a guy, you wouldn't be allowed to duchen. So if it's in the army and you're a soldier, you'll be allowed to duchen. Otherwise, we're assuming that a yid is not killing another yid.
Why wouldn't it be a yid on the other side, on the other army? Has to kill him, but
Okay. Okay, I hear that. That's a valid point. There could be Jews in the other army. Valid point. Zakhtar Mishnah Berurah Vayter. Afilu Asa Tshuva. The Mechaber says that you can't duchen after you kill someone, even if it's b'shogeg, even if you did tshuva. Why are we so machmir? Zakhtar Mishnah Berurah Tam Deyazu. The reason for this opinion is the sphere lay this sheet to hold. The afal pi she'ein lo chadover she'omi b'fnei tshuva. Even though we know nothing stands in the place of tshuva, tshuva is very chashev. Mikom akom ein kategor nase sanegor. Still, the prosecutor can't become the defendant. And therefore, the hands that committed murder, and they were the prosecutor, they can't now come and be the defender. These hands that went and killed someone, ain roi lisa es kapav. They're not fit to go and do duchening. Afal pish as a tshuva, even though he did tshuva. A new point the Mishnah Berurah says, Dochav isha hara veipila. A person pushed a woman who was pregnant, and she had a miscarriage because he pushed her. No say as kapav. He could continue to duchen as well. The ein chayovin misa al ubarin. Because one who kills an uber, a baby in utero, is not considered, he's not chayav misa for that. And therefore, he will be allowed to duchen. It's not considered a murder. And then the Ramah told us that there are those who say that if he did tshuva, he is allowed to duchen. Hainu, sifkotun kuflamet, hainu afilu kisha avar b'mezid. Even if he killed b'mezid, if he did tshuva, he's allowed to duchen. And then the Ramah said, V'hachi nog, that is our minhog. V'yesh eza achronim shemachmirim al kaponim amazed. There are some achronim who are machmir that tshuva won't help amazed. V'ayim b'ralocha. There's a lengthy b'ralocha, but he comes out at the end. He says, Sarach ian ladina, whether l'maisa l'maisa, we should rely on the fact that someone did tshuva for killing or not doing tshuva. He leaves off Sarach ian ladina. We'll stop over here and we'll continue with Mitzvah Shem with Sif Lamed Vav tomorrow night.